evening, and we pray you'd use your word in our hearts to teach us and to remind us the power and importance of your word at judgment time and the importance of us understanding it even now and learning it, Lord. But we pray that the Holy Spirit would now take your word and speak to us and guide us in your truth. We commit the service to you and love you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is an important passage, not only because it teaches about judgment in the Word, but it's also, from the standpoint of the Gospel of John, this is the conclusion of Jesus' public ministry in the Gospel of John. Because next week we go to chapter 13, which is when he has his private time with his disciples in the upper room. And from there he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, and of course from there to the judgments and to Calvary. So this is this final public declaration in John to the crowds, and it has to do with, not surprisingly, judgment, which is still yet to come, and the part that the Word of God has in that judgment. So Jesus here again, in the conclusion of his ministry, reminding them about his deity. He says there in verse 44, "He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me." So by believing on Christ, we are believing on God, because, of course, Christ is God. And verse 45, "He that seeth me seeth him that sent me." So Jesus here very clearly claiming that when we see Jesus, we are seeing God. Notice chapter 14, quickly, verse 9. Jesus here speaking to Philip, who says to God, "Show us the Father." And look at Jesus' answer in John 14, verse 9. "Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." Jesus Christ was God in the flesh when he was on earth, praise the Lord. And he's making that very clear here at the conclusion of public ministry and reminding them in verse 46, "I'm come a light into the world." He told us that in chapter 8 as well, and that we would not abide in darkness if we would but trust and believe on that light. When we get saved, we're delivered. The Bible teaches from darkness to light. Amen. Acts 26:18, Paul's mission says to deliver them from darkness to light. Ephesians 5:14, "Awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." God has delivered us from darkness. Not just darkness now here on earth, which is not understanding about God and his word, but even eternal darkness in a place called hell. So, verse 47, "And I, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." Isn't that good? Now, when he comes the second time, it's to judge, amen? With the two-edged sword. The Bible even tells us in Revelation 19, he will come and judge the nations. But he came the first time to save the world. Hallelujah. And that was what the mission was all about. Luke 19:10, "The Son of Man is coming to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus Christ came to save. Go to John 3:17, and we'll see this. And then we'll get to the heart of the message, which is verse 48. John 3:17, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Jesus Christ came to save the world. Paul said, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." 1 Timothy 1:15. So the heart of the message is verse 48. "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days." Jesus is making it clear that if we reject Jesus, we are rejecting the word. And if we reject the word, we are rejecting Jesus. Why? Because he is the word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so when we reject the gospel of Jesus, or when a person rejects the gospel of Jesus Christ, they are rejecting Jesus Christ. And that is the sin that will condemn people to hell. is rejecting Jesus. But what he's saying is that when we reject Jesus, we are rejecting his word, that they're synonymous. We're rejecting both. So let's look at a couple of scriptures. Go to Mark 16:16, where Jesus gave the Great Commission to his disciples before he ascended back to heaven. Notice what he said, Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. He that believeth not shall be damned. That's Jesus speaking. When we reject the gospel, what awaits is damnation in hell. God said in Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And we can't. We can't escape. So he says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. He says, if you reject me, if you don't receive my words, here is what's going to judge you. The word. There at the end of verse 48. The word. The same shall judge him in the last day. Go to Romans 2:16, where Paul reminds us of this, that we will be judged and the lost will be judged based on the word of God. But we will also be judged by the word of God. That's Jesus. Again, they're synonymous, aren't they? He is the Word. Romans 2:16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Judged based on the Word. And then if we go to Revelation 19, which I just mentioned a few minutes ago, sure enough, this judgment that takes place at his return to the earth after the tribulation, prior to the kingdom, will be fulfilled by the word. Notice verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The Word of God. His name is the Word of God. Verse 15, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. So the Word of God will return to earth and judge the nations, and all will face a judgment seat. The Christians will face the judgment seat of Christ. The lost will, of course, face the white throne judgment mentioned in Revelation chapter 20, where all will be cast into the lake of fire because their name is not found written in the book of life. Those of us that are born again will face the judgment seat of Christ, where we'll be judged for our works, not for our sins. But we will all be judged based on this book we're holding in our hands. That's why it's so important that we know it. Amen. That we learn it, that we know it, that we understand it, that we apply it, that we memorize it, that we meditate in it, that we study it, that we read it every day. So verse 49, Jesus said, I've not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Go to James 1:18 and we'll see, for sure enough, God's own word is life everlasting. I have people say, well, you crazy Bible-believing Baptist, it's almost like you worship the word. Talk about it so much. Well, guess what? We do worship the word. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen? James 1:18, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. We are begotten. That word begotten means to be born, born again. We're begotten with the word of truth. And then 1 Peter 1:23, most of you know this verse. You can't be saved without the word. That's what God's teaching us. Because Jesus is the word, and the word is Jesus, and you can't be saved without hearing the word, which is the gospel. 1 Peter 1:23, notice what it says. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We are born again by the word of God. That's what Jesus meant when he said his commandment is life everlasting. His word is life everlasting. And so when we share the gospel with others, we must share the word. Amen. We can't just share concepts and ideas. We must share the word, because that's what has the power to save. And that is also what we will all be judged by. And as Jesus said, if you choose to reject me in this life, you won't be judged now, but you will be judged later. And it's the word that will judge you. It's the word of God. So that's a very important verse, John 12:48. The word, the same shall judge him in the last day. We will be held accountable to this book and to the Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the Word. And I was talking to one of my grandkids today. I can't remember. They're like, why is the world so crazy that they not want to believe that there's a God? And I said, that's easy, because they don't want there to be a God. It's not that they don't believe there's a God in their hearts. It's that they don't want there to be a God, because as soon as they admit there's a God, then they become accountable to that God. So it's much easier to say there isn't a God, because then you can do whatever you want, right? Then you just die and you're gone and it's over. As soon as you admit there's a creator, then you have to admit, well, wait a minute, if there is a creator, I have to answer to him someday. So much easier, right, to say, nope, there's no God. The sad thing is, all those people will perish and go to hell. And then they'll believe in God. But it'll be too late. So, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Lord, thank you for